For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Students at two Columbia public high schools can participate in an online physical education class. KBIA's Jasmine Lee has the story.
Hickman and Rockbridge High Schools are offering an online physical education class. The online program started back in August. The program was bought from the Springfield Public Schools for $3,000. 50 students can participate in the program on a first-come, first-served basis. The interactive online program gives the students their own fit kit, which includes a dumbbell, heart rate monitor, resistance band, stability ball, and jump ropes. The students must record themselves doing exercise routines while wearing the heart rate monitor. In order for students to receive credit, they must upload the video online, as well as answer questions on a discussion board in order for instructors to assess if the students understand the exercise concepts. Melanie Carrick is a personal trainer at Key Largo Fitness and Tanning in Columbia. She says that the online exercise program is not ideal for long-term health.
For a long-term solution for someone's fitness, I think that I would be skeptical of that, but for a short-term goal of getting a credit and getting the individual active for their PE class, I think that it can be successful.
Physical education and health coordinator Christy Hopper says the online program benefits students who cannot fit the PE course in their schedule, as well as those who have physical limitations. For KBIA News, I'm Jasmine Lee.
Fulton State Hospital is getting an upgrade. KBIA's Megan Kelly has the details.
The Office of Administration announced Wednesday the Fulton State Hospital will receive $92 million in bonds for the construction of a new facility. Director of Public Affairs for the Department of Mental Health, Deborah Walker, says the construction of a more modern facility will help create a safer environment for patients as well as staff members.
We are excited about the opportunity to have the construction of a new high-security forensic psychiatric facility in Fulton that will provide a much safer environment.
The Biggs Forensic Center at Fulton State Hospital treats patients who have been involved in assault or seeks treatment related to crime. Walker says Fulton State Hospital is the state's only maximum security psychiatric facility. She also says it is the oldest psychiatric hospital west of the Mississippi River. Construction of the new facility will be completed in 2017. For KBIA News, Megan Kelly.
The University of Missouri says it will use a $1 million gift from a graduate to support community journalism. The school announced the gift from Walter B. Potter, Jr. of Falls Church, Virginia on Wednesday. He is a third-generation journalist whose father and grandfather own small-town newspapers. The gift adds to an existing Walter B. Potter Fund for innovation in local journalism. It will be used for teaching and research on small-town journalism, including rural areas and individual suburban neighborhoods. The City of Columbia is looking for volunteers to help educate residents about recycling practices. Ellie Bausch has more.
Columbia Public Works and the Columbia Volunteer Program are launching their newest volunteer opportunity in an effort to educate people about all the recycling options in the City of Columbia. The Recycling Ambassadors Initiative will take volunteers through a two-hour training that will teach them how to answer questions about the proper recycling techniques, recycling myths, and anything someone would need to know in order to use curbside recycling pickup. The volunteers will work at festivals and events along with giving presentations around Columbia. Andrea Shelton is a volunteer program specialist for the City of Columbia and hopes that teaching people recycling techniques will allow residents to have a greater impact in their community.
We have a lot of citizens that are concerned about the environment. They're concerned about recycling. They're concerned about waste reduction issues. But then on the other side, we have all these citizens that are these great volunteers.
Training for volunteers will also include how to communicate these ideas to other people effectively. Shelton says the communication skills will hopefully help volunteers when they work at festivals or give different presentations about recycling programs. The first training session for volunteers is scheduled for December 9th, 6 to 8 p.m. For KBIA News, I'm Ellie Bausch.
And I'm Jason Hoffman.